Good evening, Audio Boo, on the 30th of August 2017. And if you ask me, it's a pretty sorry day, as I've just listened to two posts about the changes afoot in Audio Boom, one from VI Podcast and the other one from Night Drake. And then I went and looked for the infamous email, and I've looked through that as well. I'm not really very happy about it. I'm not surprised. I actually wouldn't mind if they put a limit on the minutes we used rather than the amount of episodes, or the number of episodes, I should say. Now we would be restricted with this new account to 5 episodes. Now, from what I've read, the people that have an existing yearly subscription, which they actually don't do anymore and they haven't done for a while, it says they get up to 5 episodes of up to 200 minutes. What a heck of a long time for one podcast. Who's going to sit there and listen to more than 3 hours of audio, really? I mean, that's nearly as long as me sitting there doing dialysis. I'm on there 240 minutes. That's a hell of a long time. It's not much short of that. I would rather they said, okay, you've got 1,000 minutes a month and you can upload them as you will. Because I'm pretty sure or even 500 a month. Because I'm pretty sure I don't do that much in a month. I'd never do 1,000. And I don't think many other people would. But that's actually what you're getting, from how I understand it anyway, except that you're having to do it in 5 sections. If you want to make use of your money, it's going to make for some very long podcasts. That's my understanding of it. Maybe I read it incorrectly or misunderstood it. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I will certainly try and download as much of... I mean, I won't have everything because I've done quite a few posts over the years, but I will try and get the key ones. I did start to do this a couple of months ago, but I found the download facility didn't really work that well. I wish they would make it possible to download it to Dropbox and then you could do it on your phone. I think you can share it with VoiceStream Reader, but I couldn't get it to work. I don't know if anyone else has any more luck with it than that. And then I probably could put it to Dropbox from there. Because to download it onto your computer, you've got to have your computer on and use the website, and which is fine, but it's time consuming. It would be much easier, because you can download the episodes onto your phone. It would be much easier if you could then put them in something like VoiceStream or Reader or Dropbox, and then you could take them elsewhere. You know, you could export them elsewhere when you wanted them. So I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm a bit angry that they've sent out the email the day the terms and the new terms and conditions begin. They're saying as from the 30th of August. It is the 30th of August. What are they on about? We did get a bit of warning of this because, as I said a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a bit longer ago, there was something on the website when I went on their website, which I don't do very often. So at least they have emailed us, but it's a bit late in the day, really. And I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do yet. I'm certainly not going to do anything yet. Unless I'm forced to. I want to be able to download as many of my posts as I can and keep them. But then what to the future? I don't know that I particularly want this new account. I know a lot of people have kind of jumped ship already, but there are the few old faithfuls that do keep posting. And with some of these people, it's the only way I'd ever hear from them, because I'm not on Facebook with them, or I don't have a Twitter account anyway, and I'm not interested in ever getting one. I don't really have time for it. So Night Drake Gina mentioned something about Anchor. I don't know what Anchor is. I will see if I can find out what Anchor is, but if anyone else does know and can give a bit of an explanation, that would be much appreciated. I just didn't really like the tone of the email. I didn't really like the tone of it, as much as saying, well, if you don't agree to the upgrade to the new account, it's more or less saying, well, that's just too bad because we'll cancel it anyway. You know, I just think that it was a bit offhand. I really don't think they want the Amity users anymore. They just want to kick us all out, basically. And I have paid for my account, basically, since day one. So I have spent quite a lot of money, especially recently since they changed the transaction into dollars, and I get charged two different fees by my bank. They're only a matter of pence. One's nearly a pound and the other's less, because it's a non-sterling transaction, which I think is a bit of a cheek. And I think it's a bit of a cheek of Audioboom to change everything without actually giving us any information about it. Again, there was probably something on the website last year, but there hasn't been anything in email terms that I'm aware of. And I do check my emails. You know, I never ignore an Audioboom email. Audioboom. Things started to go downhill when they changed the name, really, didn't it? Didn't they, I should say. Anyway, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, but I'm not very happy about it. I will continue to use it as long as possible in its current format, but yeah, I'm not happy about it, really. Not surprised, but not happy either. I just think it's a real shame that they've smashed the community bits with the sledgehammer. You know, they've gradually decimated it more than... This is the final hit with the sledgehammer. More than that, they've gradually taken its legs off, taken its ears off, cut its head off, and now the rest of it's just getting smashed. So, yeah, not very happy about it. It would be interesting to hear other people's thoughts.